We will do this thing you ask. It will take me all of tomorrow to convince her that I must take this journey.
Okay. So we'll skip ahead. She's not happy.
Bring her back something shiny.
I don't say anything to her that night, I don't think. But I think she could probably tell that something is...
She says, you're not home a week. Not even 3 days. She says, they have an entire library of people. Why do they have to ask you?
I gave him my word. I would put him off if I could. If the scrolls are what he thinks that they are, it is most important that they be returned to someone who can protect them and not put them to ill-gotten uses. A week at most.
She says, I will not forgive you unless when you return, you put some serious thought and effort into securing your legacy. You need an heir, and I am not getting any younger. At least give me something that I can hold when you are gone to remind me of the man I love.
He takes her hand and, brings it in and kisses it, but, like, holds it, you know, to his lips. And, you know, just kind of takes a deep breath and says, we have today, will that be enough time for you to have your affairs in order?
The moon is not in the right spot. This is something that we will need to work on over the next few months.
Well, not just that. I mean, he's saying, you know, if we get a priest here today.
Well, you haven't asked her to marry you. She's just asking for a baby.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah.
She doesn't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I, like, nudge him to the side to get him to stop talking.
They're not having this conversation with you in the room, Darina.
I was there. My bad. I'm sorry.
Pops out from under the bed.
Hey, guys!
Would that legitimize that in a... You know what I mean? So, like, if we had a child, would that actually secure...
No, that
anything?
Wouldn't mean that she's your wife. That would mean that she's the mother of your child.
Yeah.
She's not bold enough to ask you to marry her, but she is selfish enough to demand you give her a child because you leave her, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. So he says, so I think he's like, you know, he's like on his knee in front of her, right? Holding, you know, with the, you know, kind of kissing on her hand and says, have Tullus fetch the priest.
No. She says, get up. No. Ask me proper when you come back safely. It would be 1 week where my heart would be on the edge of breaking every moment that you're away. Do not do this to me. Ask me proper when you get back. It'll give me a few days to pick a nice date on the calendar that all of our families can gather. This is not. I've waited this long. I'm not rushing into this.
He doesn't say anything. He just nods. And you know, she says, get up. So he stands up and he just, you know, he gives her a big hug. And he says,
and
a week,
says,
no more.
And she says, you can leave tomorrow. I don't need another day. The sooner you go, the sooner you're back.
Again, he nods and he says, perhaps we can start tonight.
And it won't work, but we can practice. Okay, so we're going to skip to the next day. How do you guys want to travel? I mean, what you know?
I think horses, well, probably, right? I mean, we don't want to cart if the roads are bad.
We also don't want to go against competing businesses right now. So,
weren't we told that horses might not be the best animals to use?
No, they were told that that the roads were bad, so carts, like a donkey drawn cart, might not be the best to travel on. But mounts would probably be better.
Yeah.
So how much are we talking about in terms of scrolls and whatnot, or are we just looking at them?
Petra says that he's told it is a collection of 7 large scrolls. He has a backpack that he can put them all in if they are authentic. He also has the money to pay the guy the agreed upon price if they're authentic. He says that the man's name is Senbu. He says, I never dealt with him, but records show that my grandfather has bought scrolls and other artifacts from him in the past.
Well, I don't suppose I've come across the name before.
No.
Okay.
I don't think you have much dealing with grave robbers.
Son, never mind. All right. So we probably don't need a cart in that case.
So 6 horses. Well, 5. 1 for each of you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a 6th to trade off and so on. And
you can have a sixth horse to carry everyone's packs so you can travel a little faster.
Right.
Also to be a decoy in case somebody is after the scrolls, we can send that horse off with what they think of the scrolls, just in case.
Okay. All right, so you can leave at dawn for Ostracine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the first day of travel out of Alexandria passes peacefully. There's not a lot of traffic on this road because Ostracine is not that large of a place. It is on the road leading east. It does eventually take you all the way to Judea, Palestina, but you'll still be in Egypt. It's only a few days outside of the city. So the first day passes quite normally.
I mean, we're not going to Antioch, right?
No, nowhere near there.
That's okay then.
Okay. We already did that.
Yeah.
After the first day, the area becomes more arid, more of grasslands than the lush fields and orchards, you know, at the base of the Nile. And I need everyone to make a natural world roll.
I think I'm gonna miss that.
Oh, ooh. I assume I get it at 15, not 30, right? Because I'm at default.
Okay, Darina's a... Of course, the Huntress is a hard success.
I got it on the nose.
I got a 14 out of 15.
Okay.
Natural world, what's that?
Consus is starting to suspect something, and Darina knows it almost immediately. There is a real lack of wildlife. It's like... There's no small game rushing about the underbrush. There are very few birds. Everything seems very silent. The only through the day, the only thing you really see are vultures circling in the distance. But not only that, it's like because you made a hard success, Darina, you see all the natural plants, anything that could be eaten has been eaten. Like all the fruit's been picked up. There are places where tubers have been dug up. So it's almost as if this entire area, like hours upon hours of walking, it's just been stripped of everything. But to the untrained eye, nothing would appear amiss.
So I'm going to doubt it just a little bit and ask Macrion because I'm not used to being here. And I just whisper to him not to make everybody else notice, but is it normally, like I slow my horse down, just, is it normally like this?
It is much too quiet. I haven't seen any animals, birds, anything, just vultures.
Like when it's drawn to your attention, you do like notice like, yeah, wow, it's, I haven't heard birds singing for like hours.
Yeah, I passed too.
You passed too, okay.
Yeah. Yes, no, it seems quite strange.
As the two of them are having a low, hushed conversation between them, Consus will just kind of look around and he like lifts up his sun-brimmed hat. He's like, this landscape has the touch of death upon it.
You think?
Quite astute, Consus.
Petrus urges his far horse forward to like be just behind Darina. It says, Huntress, I'm very happy that you're here. And I hope that you're a fair shot with that thing, and points to the crossbow like hanging off of the side of the horse.
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't.
Is there something I should be loosening my bow for? I'm sure I'm not as good a shot as you, but...
I don't... The problem is I don't see anything. And there should be something. Everything looks desolate. And there are no animals other than some vultures anywhere. And if you're telling... Macron is telling me this is not normal, I truly believe this is not normal.
All right.
Okay, so it is night of day two. Do you want to set watches?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Gonna have to.
Okay.
Gonna have to.
Who's on what watch?
I'll take first.
I'll take second.
Should okay, what do you want us?
Should we split our watches, cause since we don't know them as well?
I think two and two makes sense.
Two and two?
Yeah, or if you like two and three.
That's a valid idea. I will work with Polybius.
Okay, we're going to say that first watch is from like 6 to midnight.
Okay.
And second watch is going to be from midnight to like 6 a.m.
That works.
Okay.
So I guess Consus and I have the first watch?
Sure.
Okay.
And which watch is the kid on?
Oh, he'll whichever, actually. Actually, he stays on watch with Macrion, so he can. They basically just peppers him with questions because the kid's a scholar, and this is a much older scholar who's traveled the world, and this is a kid who's never been outside of his home city. So he just talks.
God, when
ear
I
off.
First came here, he asked me everything about Rome, didn't he?
Yeah. So he's like, so you know, you've been here and you've been there, and you know. So he talks your ear off, which actually kind of helps. You stay awake for your watch, but by midnight, you're like, oh, I just don't want to hear his voice for a while.
Yeah, maybe Constance
was yawning
in.
Almost immediately.
All right, so second watch, I need you both to roll a listen check.
Yeah. Not at all.
I pass.
You're like very, very aware. What's the level of success that you passed with? Normal success, hard success?
Normal.
Okay. So I'm going to have to tell you, you don't hear this happen because they rolled a normal success on their very high stealth score. So you are shocked that something got this close. You hear one of the horses just start squealing in terror and just kicking its legs and then fall over.
Okay, I'm probably drawing a blade and heading to the horses.
And you see that there's a leopard clamped around its, you know, basically around its snout, and it's wrestled the horse to the ground.
I wrestle the cat.
You see that it looks emaciated. It looks like it's you know, it's not on its last legs, but it's definitely lost some muscle tone and it appears haggard. So you figure it's got, for it to like sneak this close to a lit camp.
It's starving.
It's desperate. And if you don't get it off the horse in the next round or two, the horse is dead.
Does that wake the rest of us up? I assume that's not a quiet sound.
Yes, no. There's a horse squealing.
Yeah.
And the leopard is just raking its claws, its back claws into it and like biting and wrestling it down. Okay, so party's round.
Do we want to go dex order or?
Well, everybody who was on first watch, you're not reacting this round.
Yeah,
you're waking up.
Right.
Do you already have your bow out? Because if so, I'll let you
shoot. Already declared you drew your sword and charged forward. So that was your action.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, Darina?
So, I would have had my knife on me, but right. I don't think that's something I'd actually use going that close to a leopard. I don't think I would have probably never seen that to know what that is.
It's not as big as a Cathshi, thank God.
Yeah, but it's not something I've ever experienced. Like, I wouldn't necessarily be like, all right, I'm going to go after this with my knife.
Right.
I'm probably going to have to...
Your crossbow was in your lap.
I'm probably going to have to use my crossbow then.
Okay, go.
All right. Nope.
How much did you miss by?
20.
Make a luck check.
Oh, dear God. Oh, I passed that. I got a 10.
You almost hit the horse.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I actually have a sword, so I'm going after it with a knife.
Okay, it is round two. Petalius, you've closed. Macrion and Consus, you're awake. The kid is awake. And he actually rushes forward, but not to engage the leopard. He's grabbing the reins of the other horses and trying to pull them clear.
Hmm. He's smarter than I thought. This is good.
He's a prodigy scholar. He's not a stupid kid, but... All right, now we're going to go in dex order.
Sure.
The leopard has not been hit for any damage and is going to continue killing the horse. The horse will be dead at the end of this round unless someone hits. Okay, so we're going to do dex of 80. 75. 70.
80 is me.
Okay, 80. Okay, go.
Okay. So that is a miss. I forget. Can I spend luck in combat?
I think so. You can't push in combat.
I know. Okay. I can't push. I just couldn't remember if I can spend luck.
Okay, that's fine. You can spend luck on that.
Okay. So on the one hand, I have to spend a lot of luck, but on the other hand, I kind of thought my luck was too high anyway, so...
Okay.
Seriously,
that's not something you hear a lot, but okay.
I have been playing a 6th edition character, and I converted to 7th edition.
Oh yeah, you never burned luck before!
Yes!
Okay, that's fine. That makes sense then.
Then again, you also weren't getting experience on luck.
Okay, so that means I need to burn 32 luck.
Ooh, I 32 luck. That.
No, I would get another horse.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You have an extra horse.
It's wrong. Okay. Never mind. Okay, fine. It misses. Yes,
Serena, do you want to reload or do you want to charge with the knife? If you charge with the knife, you won't be able to hit this round. You'll just be closing ground.
No, I'd rather reload.
Can you start reloading the crossbow? Macrion.
It would take too long to cast the spell, right? On the scroll. To pull the scroll out, to read it, all that stuff, right?
Oh, no, he hasn't given it to you.
Oh, not until we get back. Great.
He let you read it. You have to read it, study it, roll the chance to learn it. Yeah, that was just him telling you what he'll reward you with.
I rush at the, with my knife drawn, I rush at the... that's cat.
Okay, you'll be able to attack next round. Consus?
I'm going to help the kid wrangle the other horses.
You get all of the horses away from the leopard, you know. And, I mean, this horse is, like, thrashing around kicking, so it was, like, at risk of, like, kicking one of the other horses. And the other horses are, like, panicked. They're, right, like, rearing. So when you're, like, grabbing them and wrestling them down, trying to calm them down. So that takes everything that you guys can do. That's all you can do to keep the other horses under control.
Yeah.
All right. So the horse starts going limp, and it just starts kicking. And it's, you know, and it's, like, gurgling. And the leopard starts trying to pull it away.
Yeah. How much stuff is on the horse?
It was the end of the day at camp. You'd unpack the horses. You'd taken the saddles off.
And yeah.
All it had was the bridle.
Yeah.
You just let it go?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, the poor half-starved animal drags it away, you know, into the far away from the camp. The rest of the night passes.
Here's the thing that's keeping Petalius up. That leopard didn't cause... whatever's keeping this area desolate. Something else is still at work here. The leopard's just a symptom.
Yes, it and to come in so close to a fire, as emaciated as it was, things must be
starving.
Quite bad here.
Petrus asks, could it have been ensorcelled?
possible, but I think it most likely that any ensorcelment was on the land. But I mean, possible.
He was clearly starving.
Okay. It is dawn the next morning. You should be able to get to town sometime before dark today.
I think before we leave, like, as we're getting ready in the morning, Macrion says to Consus, he says, how do you go about your craft? Do you read bones, entrails? Would you like to make some prediction before we set out this morning?
And he actually opens up a small bag that has probably about a dozen dried chicken livers inside it. He's like, although I do prefer fresh, these make do when necessary.
So you're going to roll an augury?
Yeah. So I'll actually kind of smooth out the sand, you know, make a smooth surface and spread them out and begin to see if I can get a sense of what's going on.
Tell me if you succeed and the level of your success.
All right. If you do succeed. Let's see. Equal to or less than POW. All right. And that is just barely a 61 out of 65.
It's going to be a difficult day. You will not reach the town without facing grave danger. Yeah. Like the path ahead leads to something that could possibly hurt or kill at least one of you.
So he'll actually.
It's vague. It's like you just get this sense of these are not good signs. These are the signs where, if I read this, we should not travel today.
Right. So he'll actually kind of he'll like gesture Macrion to come in a little closer, and he says, "Do you see how the lines of these veins run from one into the another? They intertwixt." Causing a convoluted nest. These warn of unforeseen challenges. They explain that we must be vigilant and prepared to adapt ourselves, lest one, if not more, fall to the machinations of the gods that have created this twisted land.
That is a more dire prediction than I expected.
Not one that I was hoping for.
And yet forward we must go.
All right. You proceed forward, and after several hours, about midday, it becomes clear that there are objects in the road and along the sides of the road that are dead. This is probably where you saw the vultures circling the day before. Now there are only ravens picking bits of bone of flesh from bone. You're not close enough to see what it is, but it's a group of corpses.
Mm-hmm. Can I make a natural world roll and see what it is?
You'll need to get closer to kind of get a full, like, this is probably like 25 yards up the road. You just see humps and birds moving around.
This feels like good ambush territory.
Yes, we should be careful here.
Yeah, there is tall grass all around you. Not right up against the road. Like, the road's a big open area. But, you know, not far from the edges of the road.
I'll take my crossbow out.
I'll
take my bow out for all the good I expect it'll do.
Okay, do you proceed? The horses are, like, whinnying. They're, like, you know, stomping. The horses are very uneasy. But you get up there, and you find that there are 4 dead horses, 6 dead mules with packs, and there are the bodies of 7 men.
Consus shoots a glance at Macrion.
I need everyone to make a sand check.
And the bodies have not been looted.
Oh, hold on. Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. Let's do the sand check.
Failed.
Pass 27. out of 84.
I'm new to this.
if you fail, take 2 points. If you pass, you're fine.
Not the first dead body we've seen.
I signal that we should just Petros keep going. Fails.
I assume he's losing his lunch.
No, he doesn't. But he's like, you can see he's pale. As you're looking over them, you see that much of the flesh has been eaten away and all of the internal organs are gone. And do you want to examine the scene or you just want to rush past?
I want to examine it because I really want to know, did somebody loot the bodies? Because if they didn't, that's worse.
Okay. You find that their weapons are still on them. Their armor is still on them. The packs, some of them seem to have been carrying like food stuff. They're all empty, but several of the packs that were carrying textiles are still full. So there's like reams of you know, fine Egyptian cotton that are just sitting here. And you find lots of large rocks. And it appears that many of these bodies have broken legs, shattered skulls, broken ribs, and there are large fist-sized rocks kind of here and there around them.
Okay. I yell out, can we go?
Yes.
Do you want to, if you're nervous, Darina, you can make a spot hidden to see if anything's lurking in the area.
Absolutely.
But they're spending some time, so it's been a few rounds.
I pass.
Okay, you don't see anything coming. But that leopard got really close, so you're like not feeling... Okay. You don't see anything. Do you want to take their weapons items or just leave them and... Okay, you're not looting the bodies.
Is there a gladius? I mean, they have a bigger weapon? Like, because I have a sax, right? So if they have... You know,
but then you would need skill in gladius.
Oh, that's true.
If you just have a knife, it's brawl.
Right. Okay. Yep.
So honestly, it doesn't matter if it does more damage if you can't hit with it.
Right.
I take the bodies with us to try to return them to their families, but that's not doable.
No, not. And I'm literally you'd have to put these bodies in sacks.
We can always come back. Remember, we have to return home. I'm scanning
the sky as we go because I'm thinking. Rocks falling on people. Is there something in the sky I'm missing?
Okay. All right. So,
I would like to make a Cthulhu mythos check. Is there anything that we've encountered or heard of that would eviscerate and eat all of the organs from something?
That could be any one of like 10 creatures.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
It's too generic.
Okay.
Yeah. That's also a leopard.
And also a leopard.
Yeah. But do we see claw marks, right? Like some things lead to other things. Like do they look chewed on? Do they look like they've been clawed?
Something threw rocks on them from on high.
Okay. Are we entering
from the grass?
Are we entering a pass where it looks like people?
No. It's just an open road. If you hasten your pace, you can probably get there like an hour or two before dusk. But you would be trotting the horses. You would be moving at speed, which would make it harder for you to spot an ambush. But if you keep your regular pace where you're like warily traveling, it'll be dusk by the time you get there.
And they may have the doors closed by then. The gates might be closed.
Town doesn't have a gate. It's not that big of a place.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little outpost.
So are they likely to let us in after dark?
Well, they can't keep you out. There's no gate.
In that case, I don't see any point in rushing.
Okay.
I don't like this situation. I urge the party to let's just keep moving.
Okay. So you keep moving.
Yes, but I don't want to be prey to an ambush.
No, agreed.
Okay. So it is just about dusk. The sun is starting to set. And...
You start to see the
town starts to come into view, and it immediately strikes you as strange, because even though the town does not have a wall, it does not have a palisade or any kind of a formal fortification, it appears that a haphazard fence has been erected made up of like overturned carts, tables, that sort of thing.
Are they under siege?
And that's when I need everybody. Hold on. That's when the attack comes.
Yep.
A lot of dice over there.
I don't like the sound.
5 to 11. Gotta be a cliffhanger.
Okay. Suddenly, from like all around the grass on either side, it just erupts into motion. And you see like the grass moving, like rushing towards you. And all of a sudden, rocks are just hurled from either side of the road at you. Two rocks at each. Consus, you are not struck with a rock, although one does come dangerously close. But a rock does hit the front knee of your mount. And you just hear the crunch of bone, and it rears. You need to make a ride check.
I don't have that. So this is going to be base. Fun. Can I beat a 5? I cannot.
Peleus. Let me just make sure I'm on the right one.
I'm a city boy.
Do you have any armor?
My sheet tells me I have 3. This is a 6th edition thing. I don't know what that means.
What armor is the wear? What specific
armor? It doesn't say. It literally just says 3.
Then it's probably going to be 1d3 leather.
Okay, that sounds plausible.
So what happens is you are actually hit with a rock, but it only does 1 point of damage. But because it was by surprise, you also have to make a ride check to avoid being knocked from the saddle. Just by the surprise of it.
34 out of 80. I've faced worse.
Well, yeah, you're the equestrian. yes. Consus, did you remain on horseback?
No.
No. Okay. Make a luck check.
Your neck
that
is broken.
I got. Right. Roll up a new character. Oh, 60 on the dot.
Okay. The horse has not fled, but it is hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not like run off in a random direction.
Oh, it can. It broke a leg.
Well, no, the leg's not broken. It's just very badly bruised.
Okay.
You know, had you failed it, it would have run off. And had you failed it, it would have been a hard failure. You know, anyway. Party's round. What do you guys want to do? You still don't see anything, but you hear animal sounds all around you.
Animals.
I say ride for the town.
Yeah, ride hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Telly says ride for the town and takes off. Darina, what do you do?
I've got my crossbow out, right?
Uh-huh.
Can I ride and shoot at the same time?
Yes. It'll be a penalty dice, but you can ride and shoot, but you don't see a target yet. But
I know.
You see
bits
of grass moving as stuff just converges on you guys.
I'm going to just shoot at something.
Macrion.
You attack.
I wait to see that Consus gets on his horse. I'm like, come on, come on.
Okay, Consus, what do you do?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna try to get back on the horse and just ride if I can get back on it.
Okay. Macrion comes over to you.
I'm trying.
Patelis kind of brings his horse over to you, so you guys are like shielding him as he gets on.
Yeah.
So the ladies are Patelis and Darina are around ahead of you, and the three of you are still in place, but you get him back onto the horse. At this point, there's another round of stone attacks. One at you, one at your horses. And the creatures appear out of the grass, and you can see what they are. A couple of dozen yellow baboons.
What?
And they are just hurling these fist-sized rocks at you. So, Macrion, you are personally hit with a rock.
Okay, I have my armor.
And your mount is missed. What does your armor absorb?
It's 1d4 plus 1.
Okay, roll that.
So 4.
You are not hurt. I didn't do enough damage. I only did 3 points, and you right. did, what, four points of armor?
Yep.
Okay, and because it wasn't a surprise, you are not knocked from the saddle.
Okay.
Darina, as you are moving forward, oh boy.
That's fine. We had a good ride, Darina and I.
Oh, 4.
Oh, that's a crit.
And a miss. So give me a luck roll. Darina, it's going to need to be a hard luck roll. It's going to need to be a hard luck roll. And I'll give you a break on something.
But I think Darina also has armor, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I do have armor.
Yeah.
I did not make it a hard. I succeeded, but I did not make a hard.
Okay. The first stone doesn't strike you. It strikes the horse in the head. You just hear bone crunch. It whinnies, and it just pitches. You need to make a ride check not to be hurt as you're thrown from the horse.
There's no way I can make a 5. An 8? I will spend 3 luck points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You manage to roll away and not get crushed by the horse. Petelius, 24, you will be struck with a rock. And yep. Your horse will be missed. You have roll your armor.
So I'm rolling 1d3?
Yeah.
That would be a 1.
You are hit for 2 points of damage.
Yep. How's the kid?
I'm rolling now. He was missed with a rock. And his horse was struck. His horse is injured, but not badly. I mean, Doreen, it was an 0-4 on your horse, so that was...
That's fair. Yeah.
His horse is injured, but not to the extent that Consul's is, but they'll be about the same speed. And Consus, you are missed with a rock. Oh, God. Second crit of the game. And your horse is hit again. And because it's a crit, you hear just bone crack. And it is like now it like falls out from under you, and you see it's kicking its legs, and one leg is just flopping around. It's clearly broken.
Hey, you ride with the kid, Darina. You're with me.
Yep.
Okay. So, Darina, you just jump into Petelius's saddle. Consus, Git pulls you up. Macrion, do you want to start as they're mounting? Do you want to stay with them, or do you want to start moving?
I would stay with them. I wouldn't leave. Because he was going to circle around and grab Darina, and then Patel says, you know, jump up here. So then he's like, all right, cool.
Okay, what happens is all of these baboons that have thrown rocks, they don't have rocks anymore, but they start swarming towards you guys.
Go, horse.
Take the horse.
They are going to, I know what their dex is. So, Macrion, what's your dex?
55.
Okay, you managed to pull away with your horse before they can get
swarm.
But here's the thing. You are riding double on a horse that's already been injured now. So Consus, I need you to make a dex check.
Oh. That's an 5. That's a strange.
A horse terrified and takes off. As these baboons are just like they were literally mid leap. To leap onto the back of the horse with like the big giant incisors. Darina, you wanted to like ride and shoot at a target.
I'm doing the riding. She's doing the shooting.
Okay, you're riding and you. Okay, so Darina, you clearly see these guys are getting like behind. You guys are clear. The one forward rider is now clear. But behind you, you see two horses, one riding double, and probably 40 yellow baboons just rushing out of the grass. But that's not the most terrifying thing you see. You see one baboon a little bit further back than the others. He is twice the size of all of the other baboons, and he has the head of an Egyptian hound.
That's probably not good.
Hey, then.
And unfortunately, he is far out of range. And you see, he has clearly positioned himself behind this wall of other baboons.
Okay, then.
Okay.
All right.
There's going to be one round of one rock attacks on both of the fleeing targets. Macreon, you're missed. Oh, boy. You're Consus. You are... Make a luck check.
48 out of 60.
Okay. Luckily, it hits you and not the horse. Because the horse has already been struck twice. roll your armor.
No.
No armor. You take 1 point of damage then.
Yep.
And the kid is missed. All right. You are able, if you keep this pace up, you should be able to reach the town before this just wall of baboons converges on you. And as you're running, you see there are more baboons closing. So by the time you are getting to the town, where you see a few people at these makeshift barricades screaming, you know, for you to, like, you know, hurry, hurry. And they start, like, picking up bows and getting ready to fire on the creatures chasing you. There are probably 100 baboons in the fields chasing the last two horses down.
Okay, then.
You guys get into town. And as soon as the second horse reaches the barricades and the arrows start coming, you hear this like one powerful baboon cry, and they all stop and they all scatter and flee into the grass and withdraw, and they just melt away.
I turn to whoever I'm nearest in the town and go, "How long has this been going?"
Doreen, I need you to make a sand check for seeing that.
Absolutely.
That rather unusual baboon.
I passed.
Okay, no sand loss, but it was clearly. Not a regular baboon.
Should and
you're the only
head, right?
You're the only one who saw it.
I share what I saw, but not to scare them, but just saying, like, hey, something unearthly was out there.
Well, I think baboons throwing rocks is unearthly enough. That's not normal behavior.
Actually, it is.
Is it?
larger?
Baboons often throw rocks.
Yeah. Boots are scary.
But they melted away. That's my concern.
Yeah. How long has this been going on in this town?
Hold on 1 second. I want to share something. I just need to pull it up.
Because, like, fire? It's already desolate. Just light the whole place up? Like, ugh.
I don't believe most natural creatures should work in conjunction like that to ambush riders. That doesn't make any sense.
What I saw, it was big. It did not have the head. I keep rambling on how big it is.
Could I do, hold on. Would that be
this
like,
is what, in a this, is, this is what its head looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could I do like an occult check or something?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm. Oh, I could do that too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, I'm rolling like bad, but on the good ones. That's a 70 on 70.
Okay, I get a 19 out of 81, so
I
can spend 3 to make that an extreme, Oscar, if we need to.
I would give you more with an extreme.
I'll spend the 3 luck.
Spend away.
Okay. Just 1 second, I'm trying to share one other thing with you guys.
I'll spend the 56 luck.
And immediately you start rolling up a new character. And that is a yellow baboon.
You got to censor that one.
Well,
I
didn't have time to prepare slides. I'm doing this on the fly.
How big is a baboon? I mean, like... 50 pounds?
Not small.
They're not small creatures. So you made
extreme.
An extreme. Okay. And you didn't even have to roll it because the kid knows exactly what they are, because the kid is, like his grandfather, an expert in ancient Egypt. One second. Let me find the section. So you get in there and the people are like, they're panicked. They said that they've been surrounded for 3 days. The baboons have been sneaking into town, attacking people. They've stolen most of the food. They've killed most of the livestock, and they've defecated in 3 of the 4 wells.
What?
And one of them, this monstrous one, it's been in town a couple of times. It's very crafty, but it's actually drawn pictographs in blood on the wall.
It started 3 days ago?
It started a few days ago, yes.
Show us the writing. Show us the pictographs.
Yeah.
Okay. As you go to the pictographs, Macrion and both Petros, this is what you know. Baboons are sacred animals to several Egyptian gods, including Thoth, the god of magic, astronomy, and the judge of the dead, Hapi, the divine protector of canoptic jars, and Khonsu, a god of healing, exploration, and the moon. On extreme occasions, these gods can imbue a yellow baboon with a portion of their divine power, thus transforming them into powerful agents called Ani. And these are marked by their large size and their dog-like heads.
And we're talking gods of the dead, gods of knowledge.
Thoth is the god of astronomy, magic, and the dead. Hapi is the protector of canoptic jars. And Khonsu is the god of healing, exploration, and the moon. And does anyone remember where these scrolls were supposedly looted from?
Yeah, from the Temple of Thoth.
Oh, boy.
Okay. They tell you that the townspeople appear to just be very disorganized. They say that at this point, the few town guards they had are dead. And the headman of the village, he tried to ride out to get help, and he didn't get far. So there's like no leadership. Everyone's just haphazard. And it's clear that they're just hanging on by a thread. I mean, it's not a large town by any means of the imagination, and they're estimating that about a third of the townspeople have already died.
Jeez.
So they're like looking to you like, are you the relief? Are you the, you know, are you coming to save us? Did the authorities send you? They were like, it is inundating you with questions.
Do we have the name of the, I assume Petrus knows who we're supposed to talk to, so we have that guy's name?
Senbu.
Senbu? Okay.
Okay, but before that, you get to the last of the pictographs.
Right.
Oh, yeah. What do the pictographs tell us?
They said that they've washed most of them off because they were written in blood, and a lot of the townspeople thought that they were curses, or so they, whenever one was put up, they washed it down, but there was one or two that they say they couldn't wash down because they're in areas that are particularly vulnerable to the baboons coming in. And they said that somebody volunteers to take you there, but they say they can't guarantee your safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're still willing to go. Petra says, I need to see these glyphs to have any chance.
Right.
So do you take this guy up on his offer?
Yeah, I think we grab a couple of torches and you know, not like walk right up to the wall, but within sight distance, just to see if we can't suss out what this is.
Okay. All right, I need Darina's everybody to
bow
make...
with the ready.
Yep.
Absolutely.
You know.
Okay, you get to the area, and it's now, the sun is already set. The stars are starting to come into the sky. It's, you know, twilight turning into night. You hold up the torches, and there's a message written in blood, probably a day old. So it's already like brown and starting to flake off. But Petros looks it over and it says, it doesn't make any sense. It says, return the handmaiden.
What were those scrolls supposed to be?
The scrolls were just texts, magical texts.
Maybe he took something else.
Everybody make a luck check.
Plus 7.
Okay.
Yes. 67, fail.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do this nice and spooky, if you'll give me a minute.
Sure.
You start to hear this.
Okay, let's get back.
Okay, and when you look up, you see the rooftops of like every building surrounding you. There are probably 20 baboons.
Oh, no.
And that large dog-headed one. And the large dog-headed one is not making any sounds, but he like comes forward and he just like stares at you. And he like holds his hands out.
Mm.
And all of the other baboons just fall quiet, like silent. And they just melt away. And then he just stares at you and then turns slowly and melts away into the night. And you hear them leaping from rooftop to rooftop and then dropping down and going back into the grass. It's like this town has no defense. These creatures can come and go as they wish.
They're actually being very forthbearing if what we think happened, happened.
Perhaps they will give us a chance to set right what has been done wrong.
Yep.
All right, so it's 11:20.
Yep.
Do we want to stop here, or do we want to just press on?
No, I need to stop here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The cats are. I think this is a great place to stop.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
So we'll wrap it up, and then I'll ask you guys for feedback, because this is a play test.
Cool. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking it out. We're glad to be getting back into Cthulhu Invictus again. Oscar, any cool things that are happening coming up, stuff you want to talk about?
Britannia Beyond is now on sale on the Cthulhu on the Golden Goblin Press website. Stores are placing orders, so you should be able to get copies overseas soon. Physical copies, a couple of game stores in, I think, Germany and in Switzerland? Some Nordic country? Sorry. It's all foreign parts to me. But there are game store orders. It should be a few copies should be available through Noble Knight soon. But we've got plenty. So, yeah. And hopefully we'll be releasing the bonus PDF within the next month.
Is someone growling?
That's my husband snoring.
Okay. So, yeah, that's all that's going here. I'm preparing to run events at TotalCon in February, and I'm gathering a team to run a block of events, including hopefully a fundraising Cthulhu karaoke party at Rising Phoenix in April.
Nice.
I'll be working my rehab really hard so I can be walking for those events. But for those concerned with my health, things are going quite well. I start physical therapy 2 times a week starting Tuesday. I'm able to stand. I was able to take a few steps with a cane. It is painful, but I can do it. I hope to have full mobility by con season. So I'll be working hard on that. And awesome. That's me. That's me and us.
Awesome. Cool.
Oh, and Lisa and I are working hard at pulling the second edition of the Legacy of Arius Lurko into port. I've gotten over a block. A serious block, and things are moving again. Lisa's been chugging away, so you know we've got goals. We're not sharing them, but we've got goals. We're keeping our mouths shut, but yeah. We've got goals. Nice. There's a schedule, and we're working. That's it.
Cool. All right. We have all of our regular stuff. Check out Kurt told me not to say anything, but go to check out Midwest Resin Geek. There's Dice over there. She's got other resin accoutrement that you can order from there. Stuff for Christmas. You know, we're past Halloween, but cute little pumpkins and ghosts and all those sorts of things. So check that out. We have our Patreon up. Yeah. Ratings and reviews on iTunes or whatever your podcatcher of choice is. Super helpful. We're happy to be back to Invictus. So thanks, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Vale.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.